Well, PJ, we're in the last minute here of injury time, and Gweedore are going to qualify for the semi-finals. They are 4 points up here in the closing exchanges, and Gavin McBride is taking his time over a free kick here now. Gavin's been a big, big hour for Gweedore, and he shoots, and the ball is curling over the bar. So that puts Gweedore on to 2-9 and Donegal on 10 points. The game is now over. The referee has blown. Gweedore are safely through to the semi-finals, although they did have a challenge in the second half, a real dogfight, which they didn't really need to find themselves in, but they managed to grind their way through to victory. Gweedore led by 1-6 to 3 points at half-time, with Eamon Collum in good form, kicking 2 points, and Gavin McBride scored a great goal. They looked like they were going to go through to the semi-finals comfortably at that stage, but they lost their way at the start of the second half and had great bother winning their own kick-out. David Garland, who was quiet in the first half, really lifted his game in the second half, and he kicked 5 unanswered points to bring Donegal right back into proceedings. However, Ethan Harkin landed a crucial free in the 47th minute for Gweedore, and then Gavin McBride popped over off his left foot with 10 minutes to go to steady the Maharagallan men. It was still a tense finish, but in the 56th minute, Ethan Harkin received a pass from Nisho Boyle, and he hammered to the net, and that put Gweedore 6 points up, and from that stage on, they were never really going to lose. David Garland did score 2 late frees, but it wasn't enough, and Gavin McBride's late free there, late place ball, right at the end of the game, means it is a 5-point victory for Tom Bogue Gillespie's team. They now go through to the semi-finals of the Paddy McLarnon Cup, and the draw is just going to be made now in the next 2 minutes. They could face either Lavie from Derry, Southern Gales from Cavan, or Carrie Duff from Down. That game will take place in 2 weeks' time, which could cause problems for Donegal, as it is due to be played on Sunday, the same day that Donegal play Galway, and Micheál Carroll and Darrow Boyle and Cian Mulligan, of course, are involved at Donegal senior panel. So that may cause problems down the line. But at the moment, they are safely through to the semi-finals, a 2-9 to 10-point victory over Donegal here in Craigan.